This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You must take the vaccine.
I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm, and I am taking the infusion. And what we have to do.
Our fellow Americans.
Right now, the COVID-19 vaccines are available to millions of Americans.
And soon, they will be available to everyone.
The science is clear. These vaccines will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
They could save your life.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
That's the first step to ending the pandemic and moving our country forward. It's up to you.
You got the vaccine, they got the vaccine, we got the vaccine. We can get back to normal, let me inform you, let's all get the vaccine. It's about community, immunity. I'm talking unity for you and me. If God says it's good, trust me, it's good. Now let's all get the vaccine. Alright, there is none higher, DMC. I will inspire, time for us to trust and not debate. The vaccine, believe it's safe to take.
It's vaccination day. It's vaccination day.
It's vaccination day.
Appointments are open, I'm group 4. I don't have to stay here anymore. I'm sick of eating takeout on these plates. The time indoors has got me stressed, but I just checked on CVS. Finally, they're giving me some dates. Yeah, I know it'll take like 6 weeks until I am totally immune, but I am getting out of here real soon.
We must do to stay safe. Wear masks, make sure we social distance, and wash our hands. And now, your school, with the help of Microsoft Corporation, has created another. Introducing Daily Pass, your exclusive ticket for safely going back to school. Each week, you can schedule your free on-campus COVID test. The results are displayed in your Daily Pass. And if you choose to take your test off campus, you can post the results in your Daily Pass.
And they admit that all of this is being transferred into a world ID card travel system for total control. And you heard the little girl singing the blasphemous hallelujah song, worshiping the vaccine. You saw that, didn't you? The full reports that Band.Video, video, PSYOP, Bill Gates kicks vaccine propaganda into high gear. See the conclusion there and share it with people. And she said, don't listen to the conspiracy theorists like the thousands of medical doctors and top virologists and scientists and now a top scientist that was with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has come out and said, don't take these mRNA vaccines. They're deadly. But it doesn't matter. This guy's conscripted his children into a propaganda war. But I have the articles right here where they admit 4,000 dead in Europe from the vaccine. Experimental, not even the vaccine. But here, the dad's a good dad. He's got his little girls up there, and He's going to use them to tell people, don't question, don't look at conspiracy theories. Just believe us. Take your shot, Tuskegee people. Black folks, take your shots. We love you.
Gemrick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Rainforce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, Bloomberg is reporting that the pandemic's permanent. They will never defeat the COVID virus because it's a cold virus, which you never can defeat. But now that we've got to save one life, hundreds of millions got to starve to death, everybody's got to go bankrupt, we've got to have millions of suicides, we've just you got to have millions die from not having cancer treatment because you got to pay into the insurance companies, but they don't give you any treatment back. We've all got to just take, now it's 5 shots, 10 shots a year. It's the total takeover. Wow, isn't that just incredible? And a member of the British Supreme Court, Lord Sumpton came out and said, oh, it's 10 years at least. That's right, 10 years. And the EU's own reporting system says 3,964 dead from the vaccine, 162,000 plus injuries. And, of course, 1 out of 10 deaths or injuries get reported. And so you can imagine that number is a lot higher. And suddenly it's like, oh, and once you take the vaccine, you still got to wear a mask and you still are non-essential and you still got to do all this. Oh, really? And who said, oh, the UN? The same ones that launched the lockdown, but again, has doubled the number of starvation in the last year. But, you know, oh, the alternative media, we're not supposed to be listened to. We've got to be censored. One of the things we got censored even more for was what we said over a year ago with the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, and it was the main contributor, one of the main contributors to the U.N. World Treaties on Bioweapons, Dr. Francis Boyle, professor, also a war crimes prosecutor, a top war crimes prosecutor, but, you know, what's his pedigree? Don't listen to him. He said it came out of Wuhan and broke it all down. Well, now former CDC director tells CNN he believes coronavirus escaped from Wuhan lab. An exclusive interview with CNN former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention director Dr. Robert Redfield said he believes the coronavirus likely escaped from a laboratory in Wuhan, China. And it goes on from there. Folks, it's man-made. It was scanned by the Indians and the Australians with CRISPR, and you can see the five viruses together, the P shuttle gene. They actually fire these together. They have to randomly gene gun these, and they'll go through thousands of viruses until they actually make one that splintered together the way they want. Then they take that, then they put it into a pig, a piglet. If it gets sick and they get a big replication from it, they then feed that piglet to other pigs. And then the pigs that die from that, they then feed to more pigs. And then they suck the blood out of those pigs. And then they use centrifuges and a bunch of other systems to then isolate out the layer that would have viruses in it. And then they get the mass production of the virus they want. You're like, well, how do they with a virus, like microscopically put five viruses together? That's how they do it. There's a lot of other ways, but mainly they call them gene guns. And they're just slamming viruses together, slamming them together till they get the ones they want. Then they grow them up in host. And that's one of the ways they do it. So just understand that Bill Gates primed all this in the years before, all these TV shows he financed where he's the hero and mass deaths coming and it's going to come out of China. So once you saw it happening, you rolled over, you bowed down, and now they've got you in the vice grip. And the answer is getting out of the vice grip the answer is saying no to the system. So here is Lord something talking about the 10 years.
It's politically unrealistic to expect the governments to backtrack now. They've invested too much of themselves in it. So although the ideal would be to revert to a voluntary system, which was what the authorities all recommended before last March, I don't think that that is going to happen. And I have to say that I'm extremely pessimistic about this. An interesting parallel is the continuation of wartime food rationing after the last war. People were in favor of that because they were in favor of social control. They'd had a lot of it during the war. They thought that this was an answer. In the 1950 and 51 general elections, the Labour Party lost its majority entirely because people with 5 years more experience of social control got fed up with it. Sooner or later, that will happen in this country.
Yeah, you know, they say in studies that over in the UK that it's one of the most popular places for being dominated by a dominatrix. I don't like that, but they like that because they dominate other people, although the government officials do, so they want to be dominated. And so it's a very sycophantic Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness, whatever you want to call it. But the truth is they've had millions marching in the streets. They've had giant rallies in England, in Europe, millions in Germany, hundreds of thousands in the UK. And there are a lot of people that don't want to be slaves. So you see this Lord twit up there. Oh, people want real social control. They really need something to control them. And it's going to be a 10-year war like after World War, except Bill Gates funded the study that said 500,000 people be dead in the UK. And it wasn't even 50,000. And those were all of the things they died from, pretty much. Same thing here. They said, oh, there'll be 2.5 million dead, 2.3 million dead. And then it was all lies, folks, all lies. And now strutting, arrogant, authoritarian, imperious police running around slamming and arresting people. Oh, but if you're kidnapping little girls for grooming gangs, it's just fine. And if you're a coyote, a smuggler with a bunch of kids you're bringing across, you know, the Texas border, that's okay, too. It's simply insane. I want to play you a clip from Tucker Carlson last night. A few days ago, he had the Polish immigrant from Michigan who had a restaurant that was popular. Hers wasn't allowed to be open. They have these computer programs in California and everywhere and Michigan that tell you who can be open, who can't. It's maps. So the technocrats decide, but all the big companies, they can stay open. Well, they finally let her open at 25%. Well, they caught her having more in than that because her place is so small. She couldn't stay open. And so they came and find her and feed her and grabbed her bank accounts and then took her store over. Well, she went on Tucker Carlson. That made them mad. So the globalist former Soros operative, that is their chief law enforcement officer now, had her arrested and thrown in chains. Here is part of the report.
Promo. The state of Michigan has some of the most dangerous cities in America. It's a great state. It's beautiful. But there are some very dangerous places. Detroit is the most famous, obviously, but it's not the only one. Muskegon Heights, Kalamazoo, Jackson, Ypsilanti all have crime rates far higher than the national average, as do other Michigan cities. In Detroit, violence escalated to new and terrifying levels over the last year. More than 1,000 people were shot in Detroit in the past 12 months. So Dana Nessel is the Attorney General of Michigan. As the state's chief law enforcement officer, you'd think she would be very concerned about all those people getting murdered in her state, but she's not concerned. Nor is Nessel bothered to investigate her governor, Gretchen Whitmer, who, like Andrew Cuomo, is responsible for the deaths of so many nursing home residents from COVID. Gretchen Whitmer is Dana Nessel's political ally, so she's getting a pass completely. Dana Nessel has better things to do than stop murders or figure out why elderly people are dying. She has instead marshaled the full force of the state to crush a single disobedient restaurant owner, a Polish immigrant called Marlena Pawlos-Hackney, whom we've had on the show. Pawlos-Hackney's crime was disobeying state corona regulations, so last week Nessel had her handcuffed and arrested in a sting operation as she drove to work. Keep in mind that there is no proof that Pawlos-Hackney is responsible for a single COVID infection. Not one. No proof. But Dana Nessel sent her to jail anyway and then issued a highly self-righteous press release bragging that she did it. Pawlos-Hackney was released from jail yesterday, but only because officials determined that her highly dangerous restaurant had been completely closed down. It's hard to imagine a more disproportionate response than this. But for those who've watched Dana Nessel for the past years, it's not surprising. Dana Nessel is out of control. She's an ideologue. She cares only about partisan advantage. She should be impeached by the Michigan legislature for her many abuses of power. She's that corrupt. But she's also a bit of a dim bulb, not a super genius. And that's why when she was asked why she put Marlena Pavlos Hackney in jail, Nessel actually admitted the real reason. She didn't make up some fake legal principle. She said straightforwardly that Marlena Pavlos Hackney had dared to come on this show at 8 p.m. and complain about her. That's no longer allowed. And to compound the offense, Pavlos Hackney tried to raise money for her own legal defense. And that, too, is now a crime in Dana Nessel's Michigan. Sound like America to you? Oh, no, it doesn't. It sounds like dictatorship. Dana Nessel is a threat to the rule of law, the law that she is charged with enforcing, and she should be removed immediately. When people like this take positions like attorney general, it's not a joke.
Perfectly said by the great Tucker. And, of course, you know, that lady did directly work for George Soros, and she helped carry out the election fraud, and she does whatever the hell she wants. When we come back, do you know the New York Times is calling for taking people's URLs away or having them blocked and delisted? And I'm going to tell you what medicalization is to understand this entire takeover.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans. Survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
SJW insanity would be, and he said there is no peak. They will just continue to get crazier and crazier until we stop them or civilization collapses. And I can tell you here 4 or 5 years later on the Alex Jones show, I totally agree with him. I thought they would peak out within a year or so, but they are so self-destructive. The propaganda is so insane. And once you commit to a lie, these people don't ever admit they're wrong. I mean, when I've been wrong about things in my life, I've learned from it and gotten better. And I've still got plenty of problems, but these people are invincibly ignorant. I mean, look at these headlines. Without even trying to find headlines like this, they're just everywhere. I've got probably 30 articles just as bad as this today. It's on InfoWars.com. And it links directly to the local news promoting all this like it's completely normal. California approves ethnic studies curriculum that encourages a counter-genocide against whites. That's the California Board of Education. It's not some quack professor. Approved a new ethnic studies school curriculum that has students chant to the Aztec god of human sacrifice and encourages a counter-genocide against white Christians. Now, I could talk for 4 hours of a show just on this article and cover every facet of it and debunk these people and teach those that are being taught this that the big banks are funding it. It's called liberation theology. It's a way to break down society. It's the way to make sure all the ethnic groups stay apart and that we're segregated so we can be controlled, divide and conquer. I can explain how that was done in India, how the British Empire did it with a few thousand troops, controlled over 100 million people. I mean, I could break it down. I could explain how the Aztecs dominated Mesoamerica and sacrificed up to 100,000 people a year and went around and had all the neighboring tribes enslaved, and their main meat product was their enemies' children. The priests would butcher people on top of the platforms all day long, and then they were taken down into the lower priesthood, had these shops, I've been to these places, where they would hang the people to be eaten, to be cut up and eaten. You'd come and get the slice you wanted. And I'm not putting people down that have this in their background. Most cultures did things along these lines. The Aztecs brought it to a level never before seen of an assembly line of cannibalism. And you go down there, they'll teach you that. That's in their, that's all the, you know, you'll have Mayans teaching you that. Oh, but the white scholars, you know, try to lie about it. So that's what's crazy is, I mean, were Europeans hanging up the Indians and eating them like this, the Native Americans? No, the truth is when the settlers got here, the Native Americans came to them and said, if you don't help us overtake the next tribe, we'll kill you. And the settlers went, okay, sure, that's how it is from our country. We got to join your group or you're going to kill us. All right, we'll join your group. And it was this group backstabbing that group. That, I mean, that's the reality. You want to see an accurate breakdown? It was put into a fictional book, Last of the Mohicans. It got made into a movie. That was a composite of real characters and real events that happened. Go watch The Last of the Mohicans if you want to understand all this, where it's a bunch of different factions killing each other. The idea that we need to kill white people is absurd and pure evil and is designed to create total division in this country. And what the Aztecs would do is they'd go capture their enemies. Yeah, keep rolling from Apocalypto. It's a very historic breakdown of it. They would grab the enemy men. They would grab the enemy children. They would grab the enemy women. And they would kill them. And so they were so good. It all ethnically worked together with their other Mesoamericans until the evil white people showed up. When Cortez showed up with, 200-something men and a couple horses, the Aztecs were so whacked out of their mind in Mexico City that they first thought they were gods because they were wearing armor. And they had that in their iconography of like space aliens and dudes and suits like that. And so they thought they were space aliens when they showed up. And they said that 1,000 men could have conquered the whole country because it was all totally insane. The high priests were chopping their balls off, taking long strings with obsidian in it through their tongues, and then taking hallucinogens and going and like sitting there talking to Cortez, going, flopping around in pain. And they're just like, what the hell's going on here? Children hanging up, being chopped up, being fed on. I mean, this is beyond any road warrior scenario you ever imagined. Oh, but now we need to worship it. Oh, it's such a superior culture of the Aztecs. The Aztecs were the worst of the worst in the declining culture. When they started out doing human sacrifice 10,000 years ago in Mesoamerica, they might do it once a year. It then degenerated into what it was. And I just said I was going to cover a bunch of stuff this segment. I pretty much just covered one story. Here, let me continue. California approves ethnic studies curriculum that encourages counter-genocide against whites in an Aztec culture. Yeah, that'll work real well. White liberals claim black Latino car club meetings are too masculine. This is in Texas Monthly. And by the way, I've been on the hike and bike trail forever. They've had those big car meetup things forever. And as it gentrifies in those neighborhoods, they literally say, we don't want them congregating, they don't wear masks, and we're scared of the blacks and Hispanics. There's white folks over there, too. White liberals claim black Latino car club meetings are too masculine and are gentrifying minority neighborhood. Trendy gentrifying liberals claim black Latino car clubs are a display of toxic masculinity. And they want it banned. They don't. You know, you cannot have people meeting over by the park and barbecuing and eating meat. And they've got cars and the men have got muscles. And there's women out there and they're having a good time. Let me tell you, when you have a good time, go hang out with those folks. I've done it a lot at Dallas and Austin. Let's continue. If you need any acid, you found there too. Alex Jones still sells supplements on Amazon despite ban from other platforms. Oh, remember that? The big NPR yesterday? Well, now there's this today. It's up on Infowars.com. New York Times horrified that Alex Jones could still be found via Google Podcast. And then they misrepresent that Google is streaming our servers and that Google's putting us out. No, it's just listed in a podcast directory of podcasts and then sends you on a link. So what they're calling for, and the ADL is as well, is taking linking away, and they're calling for Google to completely delist us. And then they add some more slander and defamation. They say that I'm a Nazi. Yes, because I'm not like George Soros, the Nazi collaborator. You can go read it for yourself. Where they said Alex Jones and everyone else must be delisted. That you must not be able to find them when you search on a search engine. They've already pushed us down. They've already put lies on top of us. But that's not enough. Now they want IP addresses blocked, and that's the next frontier. I'll talk more about that later today, but I wanted to go over that. Meanwhile, over in the UK, teaching in hiding as Prophet Muhammad protests continue for a second day. Now the Muslims don't just want you to not burn the Quran. They don't want any criticism of Muhammad or to say he's not God or the prophet is not God's prophet. Then you are dead. Also, experts provide tools to raise woke children, anti-racist baby, and drag queen, which means pedophile. And it goes on and on. And on and on. This is the disease of these godless, out-of-control people that now want us to submit to their entire takeover and their entire system. It's just amazing. Now, when we come back, I will get to it. I got behind covering all that. Medicalization. What does that mean? Medicalization. That doesn't mean you went and got put in the hospital. What is medicalization? We'll tell you on the other side. It ties into everything we're facing. It's the form of technocracy that we're under. It's the leading edge. It's the berserker's spear. It's their sword. It's the battering ram knocking us down at our gates. And it's already reached the gates. And now the city is on metaphysical fire.
Alex Jones here with a new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Imrix essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products, the entire Imrix Essentials line is close to selling out, more coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And their entire system dreads the fact that this broadcast is still on air, and they hate the fact that we have a connection and that we're communicating and that we're fighting back. You've got my commitment to not back down, to not waver one bit, to not mince words, and you've seen how much more hardcore we've gotten as things intensify. And, of course, I knew all this stuff a long time ago. That's why I laid a lot of it out before anybody else did. But, I held back on some of it because I just knew people weren't ready to handle it. I've known for a long time that it's definitely species of aliens or something running this. The Bible calls it Satan, and it's here to kill us and destroy us, and it works through humans, and that's the plan it's setting up. But everybody now goes, yeah, you can tell that's what it is. I mean, The people running this are not human. They're being influenced by something very, very destructive, very, very wicked. And every culture knows that. Every culture understands that. And so you call it what you want. It's here to kill us. It's here to destroy humanity. And it's here to get our children. And it didn't matter if you were the Aztecs, or you didn't matter if you were the Tibetans, or it didn't matter if you were the ancient Druids. That was the cosmology that they had. It was, when you're from devil worshippers, that the devil is a Christian concept. That's not even true. And the devil's biggest trick was teaching the world he didn't exist. There is a force. There is a force five times stronger than our third dimension, dark matter, that the scientists have proved is there. They've now been able to scan it and read it. And that's why you don't have any atheists now in the globalist ranks. They're not. None of them believe that. That was always just to get people away from God so that people didn't understand what was happening. And that doesn't mean churches is where you find God. Most of these churches absolutely have bad doctrines, and they give me the willies. And they all fight with each other. And I'm not up here telling you I got all the answers. I'm not here telling you how to be the best Christian or the best person who has a connection to God. I'm just telling you, I've been around globalists. I've studied them. And here's an example. I went to Skull and Bones when I was in Connecticut on a different mission last week. And I'm sitting there. I go, you know, Skull and Bones is only 40 minutes away from where we were. I said, we should go there. Once we got back on Tuesday, we were there on Monday of just this week. It already seems like 100 years ago. And Rob Duther went with me, along with Tim Enloe. He said, Alex, he said, do you realize we were there on 322? Do you realize that that's their big sacred number, their big sacred day, their lodge? It has all these meanings back to the Egyptian sundial and an equation that goes into 666. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, how would that happen? It was very strange. Synchronicity, serendipity. I don't know which one you would say that is, but it was very, very strange. Okay, let's go ahead and get into this right now. What is medicalization? That doesn't mean you got put in the hospital. That means you have gotten into a system that's basically in the same flavor of hypochondria or Munchausen or Munchausen's by proxy. Those are all just psychological subdivisions of this historic phenomenon. But what you have is the cult of medical science that's always had problems, always had abuses, always had some mad scientists involved. Now controlled by the robber barons in the last 200 years who believe in social Darwinism and Nazism and communism and might makes right authoritarianism. And so medicalization is when the medical mafia takes over through a medical tyranny or a technocracy, and where they create problems to which there is no solution. Or they give you drugs that actually make you sick, and they know it's going to make you sick down the road, so they then have new treatments for the new diseases that they have invented. And so that's really where all the power and control is, and that's what Gates and Fauci have all been involved with the Chinese, is the development of bioweapons in the name of countering them. So anybody can even go to Wikipedia, and Wikipedia is not always completely accurate, but on the medicalization, it's a great resource. It's got a lot of great footnotes and psychological and medical papers by prestigious institutions on the subject of medicalization, and really predictions similar to what Eisenhower said about a psychological, technological, scientific elite controlling the military-industrial complex. That was always the full 21-minute speech, not just beware the military-industrial complex. He said, run by the scientific technocrats. Because they were coming to him with all these proposals of what they've set up today. They came to Eisenhower with the intergalactic communication system, is what they called it. That was the name of the first internet come up for by DARPA, the precursor to DARPA, the Advanced Weapons Laboratories. And they said that everybody will have a little handheld computer as soon as they can miniaturize them. And there'll be big central computers you plug into, or they'll be wireless, and it will track everything you go and where you go and what you do. And then we'll have psychiatrists that run things like THX1138 and psychologists that watch that and then have stimuli through the little handheld devices and the, quote, regional terminals and digital billboards and all these things they talked about that will then program you and control you to make you basically like a marionette. And that was the original design for the intergalactic communication system. That's what it was actually called, the first internet. Look it up for yourself. So, you can wonder where they got these ideas, probably from not-so-friendly little gremlin-like creatures. But continuing, medicalization right here. And this whole satanically inspired system is also called by the scientists and experts disease-mongering. So go read the basic Wikipedia. It's only about 5 pages long. Then read some of the footnotes. Like footnote 10 in here is a major study published at PubMed and the National Institutes of Health, selling sickness to the pharmacological industry and disease mongering. This was put out in 2002, 18, 19 years ago. Ray Mollahan, journalist, Island Heath, general practitioner, David Henry, professor of clinical pharmacology, author information, and it goes through all that. And this is just one you can go read, but it's a really good one. It's a quick read. It's got a bunch of footnotes about how they want to make all human activity unnatural so that you're captured by the medical system and basically become a synthetic android they control. Now you see that with the mRNA. And how it is corporations are totally ruthless, destroying medicine and creating a soulless system where the doctors and nurses just follow orders. And how, again, they use the psychological problems of the public to then tell them they're victims and tell them they're sick, and then how they actually make you sick. So you should go read just this one paper, Ordinary Process or Ailments and Medical Problems, and then they use baldness as an example. Hundreds of billions of dollars are spent a year trying to, quote, cure baldness, and there's no curing it. It's designed to happen. Mild symptoms as portents of serious disease, irritable bowel, it goes on and on. And here's the deal. Remember the Theranos company, the lady that Bill Gates financed, came out and said, I have a blood test for cancer, I have a blood test for anything. And it was all a fraud. It's a PCR test. Just her own type. And it was a total fraud. And that's medicalization. And then they could get you in for expensive cancer diagnostics, heart diagnostics, all this stuff because, oh, the Theranos system said, and then they thought, well, the other medical companies will go along with this because they'll make so much money. See how that operates? And they talk about in here about how it's a problems that can never be fixed. So you want to create something like, oh, the common cold, there can never be a vaccine for it, thousands of variants. If anything, you take a vaccine, it'll cause an autoimmune response in the future to the common cold and kill you like the Spanish flu did in 1917, because that was an autoimmune response to a similar virus. And then they lay out how they need problems that never end. And now that's in the news where they say, oh, it's actually 10 years. We're going to be locked down now. And, Bloomberg says the medical lockdown never ends. This is a permanent pandemic. Because it's called medicalization. 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 It's fascinating. It's their takeover plan. It's how they're coming at us. We've got to get informed and say no.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. Thanks for being here. And I'm sorry to have to cover all this negative news, but knowing, as G.I. Joe says, is half the battle. Coming up next hour, we had such a successful, big, popular interview yesterday with Max Keiser. I wanted to get him back on to talk about economics and how the Suez Canal crisis has morphed into a global supply chain wrecking ball. And then also, I want to tie into Biden's speech and where he thinks that's all going. As Zero Hedge said it, post-Biden mortem, cheat sheets, and a trip into an alternate reality. That is coming up next hour, about 15 minutes in. We're going to have Max Keiser on. You know, I admit to get the calls today, but it's clear there's so much coming up and so much going on that I'm not going to have time for that, though I want to. But I'm tempted to go live tomorrow instead of tape to air. From, say, 3 to 6 p.m. with a commercial-free InfoWars-centric transmission. Stu Peters is an amazing talk show host. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour today ahead of another amazing individual, Owen Schroyer, the leftist SJW destroyer. So that's coming up. Let me throw this out at you right now. We have the mega blowout sale. It will end next Wednesday. That means the free shipping will end on BrainForce Plus, all the Dr. Jones Naturals products, including the charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash, the extra strength Kava Chill, the regular strength Kava Chill, all the Emmerich's essentials, the non-GMO organic shampoo, body wash, 15 different essential oils. It's a huge selection. We have three of the hand sanitizers that are natural, which are great to have, in eucalyptus, peppermint, and in lavender. Those are already good sellers, but they're all 50% off and free shipping in this big mega blowout sale. Great things everybody needs to stock up on, so please visit the site and get those products. And also give them as gifts to friends and family. That I think they're going to really like them, and some of them may actually become customers on the store as well. I mean, you notice they're lobbying in NPR, the New York Times, Now Today, to deplatform us off Amazon and to deplatform us off of eBay. And they are also have an army of reporters, if you call that, stalkers, calling up employees, offering them the money to say, where do we have our stuff manufactured? So I guess they can bomb threat them. I mean, they don't do it themselves. They give it to leftist groups on Twitter, but then send it out to millions of people, and then they bomb threat. That's what happens. They bomb threat everything else. They come to your house, you name it. So it's a group of terrorists, a group of malice terrorists. And so what the news does, the fake news, is they exterminate news, they exterminate information, they exterminate free speech. You saw that Polish lady that had the restaurant up in Michigan, and the attorney general said, I had her arrested because she criticized me on Tucker. And Tucker said, you know, that woman's dumb. No, Tucker, they've been told be brazen. They've been told start crushing, just be authoritarian. And that's what they're doing. So they are exercising power over us willfully in our faces. So I really disagree with Tucker, but I disagree with him on that. They've been given talking points. They've been given orders. And they've said, yes, we're authoritarians. Yes, we're bad people. And we are going to arrest you if we don't like you. I mean, I've met with globalists. I've met with their minions. And they'll point blank go, you know, off-record conversation, so I don't violate that. They go, yeah, we're criminals. Yeah, we're taking over. We don't care. We don't care what you do. We want to destroy you. They look at you and they smile at you. They say, we're like The Godfather and The Godfather movie. And I said to them, The Godfather didn't traffic with kidnapped little children. So I guess you're not like The Godfather. But see, these people all think they're tough. They all think they're gangsters. They're protected by the FBI. And they're busy selling the country off. And we put up with it. So they had nothing but disdain and arrogance for us, just like the communist Chinese have disdain and arrogance for their puppet, Joe Biden, and their puppet, Kamala Harris, and all the rest of them. It's simply disgusting. So, want to keep us on air? Take advantage of those sales. And we have launched a lot of other great things as well. I am now being sponsored by SwanBitcoin.com/Alex. You go there to get $10 free of Bitcoin. I've signed up. I'm using it. I love it. It's one of the best secure above board systems. Can you go out and get Bitcoin on the street and do all that and have it on the radar? Yeah. I'm talking about for mom and pops, families, institutional investors. This is all high tech, works great, great security, great systems. And so if you're going to get involved in this, where I would get involved, $10 free of Bitcoin. It's absolutely free. SwanBitcoin.com/Alex. We've got a lot of great features and services at SwanBitcoin.com/Alex. When you sign up there, we get a tiny percentage of your first Bitcoin investment. It's like 0.25% if you decide to start investing there, and that could really fund our operations. So if we're going to invest in Bitcoin and stick your toe in the water, or you're already a big investor in it, please support us at swanbitcoin.com/Alex. And separately, there's a bunch of other stuff I haven't plugged yet. This stuff is so exciting that, I mean, this one is really exciting. And this is something they've been wanting me to do for a while, and I got so busy I haven't done it. But there's nothing like having the enemy close in on us that, you know, makes me understand how important it is to expand and to diversify. So what I'll do is in the last few minutes of the third hour today, I will spend a couple minutes on InfoWarsDomains.com. InfoWarsDomains.com, powered by Epic. And we get 25% of your sign-up fee when you get a domain there, or you transfer your domains. And they're one of the only groups that keeps people online. They're always saying that the head of Epic, Monsieur Monster, his name is Monster, he's from the Netherlands, great guy. It's the name of the town he's from. He's opposite of a monster. But I'm doing a pun, so don't forget his name. InfoWarsDomains.com. They're the folks that have kept us online for years. And he's viciously attacked in the New York Times, the Washington Post, everywhere. And they've already launched a bunch of secure servers, a bunch of other services. They are competing bigger against all the big tech censors than anybody else. And so I'll tell you this, we have a pretty close relationship with them. The people that work there are fans. I know that for a fact because we've called to register stuff. They're like, oh my God, Alex Jones, we love you. The owner's a fan of free speech. And bigger than that is they've got first-rate service. And remember, what did GoDaddy just do a few weeks ago to AR-15? One of the biggest gun websites out there. They do a great job. Mainline, pro-NRA site, very milquetoast compared to me. They banned it and held on to their URL for a while. And some of these big places are just stealing URLs now. So I would understand that this is dangerous. You'll see banners on InfoWars.com to InfoWarsDomains.com that say, did you know they're stealing people's domains? Protect yourself now. And you go there. When you follow that link, you get the best deals to all their services, and it supports us because that's what we're doing here because they took all our sponsors away harassing them 10 years ago, but now they've harassed so many people. There are a lot of liberty groups out there. We're forming coalitions to defend ourselves, and there's power in numbers, so come over to InfoWarsDomains.com today, powered by the great folks at Epic. They've got a long line of services that are already very good and expansive, and they are investing 100% of the money back in the company, and it is exploding. It's going supernova right now, InfoWarsDomains.com. Okay, I'm done. I kind of already got into it there, didn't I? So maybe I won't cover it at the end of the show. I'll only say I'm going to cover something later, and I'll just get to it right then and right there. Let me do this. I want to, ahead of Max Keiser joining us in 15 minutes, I want to look more on where humanity's going and how bad it's going to get if you don't take action. Because I want people to understand something. I don't say anything here to be shocking. I know everything I say sounds totally insane and shocking, but that's because truth strangers are fiction. The old cliche is true. But I have actually studied and read so much stuff that I'll routinely be studying some document. I'll go, oh, I forgot I read this 5 years ago. I mean, I've just forgotten more knowledge than most people will ever accrue. And I'm not sitting there bragging about that. I know a lot of men that know every baseball score and football score going back 100 years or whatever, but they don't know the three branches of government. I know a lot of women that are smart, but they are mentally lazy, and men, of course, as well, where they don't care. You know, you get a woman's attention and actually have a real conversation, they're smart. But they're usually off somewhere else, just like men are. But men for other reasons, women for other reasons. And it's really a selfishness where people mentally don't really bother. Okay, yeah, there's a problem. Oh, yeah, sure. And when you're like that, you're unconscious. And so a lot of people seem really stupid. And it's not because they're stupid. Have you ever woke somebody up from a deep nap and for like 5 minutes they're dumb? The general public is medically in a near trance state, highly suggestible. And it's really our job to get folks to realize they're in that state. And instead of just giving them information, more and more we've got to study how to get them out of a trance and realize, hey, you're drowning, you're sinking, and you have an enemy that's on your ass. Activate your instincts and your spirit and say no to it. All right, hour number three, a ton of news, Max Keiser and more. And then a special guest host in the fourth hour.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.